This is Show Me Today, and we're joined by Heidi Fleiss, who is moving to Missouri and bringing her beloved macaws with her. Heidi, how do you feel about moving to the Show Me State?
It's a whole new experience for me, and I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be beautiful. The climate is ideal for these birds, and it'll be beautiful to have them living in the forest, and some that won't be able to ever fly or live in the forest will always need shelter and whatnot.
And what about the cold weather, though? Can they handle that well?
You know what? It's such a misconception that they like it hot.
Mm-hmm.
My birds hate, I have 40 macaws. They hate the heat. On the coldest day of the year when water will not come out of the hose, they want their showers. And Mansfield and where I live now outside of Las Vegas, it's like a 2-degree difference.
For our listeners who don't know, what happened with Chewy?
Well, I've been taking care of unwanted, abused macaws for 16 years. And the reason macaws, because of their size, people tend to throw them away the quickest. And they're not great talkers. But in these 16 years, I don't want to murder you with bird talk. Anyways, I let my birds do whatever they want because it's the first time in their life they've got to make their own choices. They've been, since they came out of the egg, they give a syringe full of like Dorina switchels and Kool-Aid and sugar water down their throat, and they get none of the things that they should have. So when I get them, I try and just reverse some of the damage. And part of that is letting them do what they want. So I did have, in the 16 years, I had one pair that had babies.
Mm-hmm.
And Chewy is one of those offspring. I did not interfere. And every morning, her and her brother and some other ones, they go off exploring in a subdivision below and do their thing. They come home in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then around dusk, they go off again.
Hmm.
So it was New Year's Eve. And when she came home, probably between 4 and 5, she fell off a perch, which is highly unusual because she's like a Ferrari in the sky.
Right.
The desert winds, that's like riptides in an ocean. And they can navigate them perfectly. When it's those super hardcore winds here, it's like Magic Mountain for them. They do somersaults and scream and yelp. But someone down in that subdivision, and the subdivision, they know they're my birds, and the people embrace them and love them. So when she fell off her perch, I knew something was wrong. It was New Year's Eve, so you can't do anything about it. New Year's Day is Saturday. I couldn't do nothing. And Sunday, everything was closed, so nothing. First thing Monday morning, I took her to this local doctor, got an x-ray, and when I saw the pellet in her, like, I was kind of in shock and hysterical with anger and hurt at the same time. And I did that interview with that local paper thinking it was a local interview. And I was a bit out of my mind when I did it, you know.
Because you were
upset. Because I was just... So that someone would hurt her. So you see these beautiful birds flying. People spend $30,000 to go on trips, guided trips to the equator to see them flying in their natural habitat. Because when you see them flying like that, it makes you intrinsically feel good.
Right.
And even Disney World, on their Animal Kingdom show, for the highlight, they have all the macaws come free-flying over everybody. And you could look at the reviews. There's thousands and thousands saying that's the best part.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I don't know if you heard of that show, The Bachelor, but my cousin owns that show. He owns that show, and he was down in X-Carat, Mexico, and they do the same. X-Carat's like Magic Mountain. They do the same thing with the macaws. They let them free fly over everyone because it's so incredible to see it.
Right.
And so here I am basically living in Death Valley, and you get these macaws flying around. So the community basically embraces them, but I've done a little research. There happened to have been a company installing solar panels on a couple of the houses.
Sure.
And I'm pretty sure they're the culprits because I talked to them. I said, were you working last Friday? Yes, on this house. Did you see the red birds? Yes. Were you working at this time? Yes. Did you shoot one of them? Oh, no. it was just, I got the feeling it was them. I don't want to jump to conclusions till I do much more research, but everyone, no one else. I mean, the little kids down there, they all know they're my birds, and I give them money and stuff like that. And I say, I'm old. Ernie is 5. You guys are going to have to watch out for him. So they're like, oh, we love Ernie. We'll look out for Ernie.
Come on, you're not that old. But it's good that the kids will help out.
You know, and I want them to be involved and to like him, you know, and to feel protective over him. I'm not into pets. To be honest, I'm not that likable. And
I read that, but it's hard for me to believe because you have lived such a social life and you seem very sociable. So I'm surprised that you say that.
I've become misanthropic. Like, people want to hear about, you know, when growing up, my old the sex business I ran and stuff like that. But honestly, the best moments of my life are the things I experience with these birds, what I've learned from them and with them. Have you ever seen that movie, Gorillas in the Mist?
I have. The Diane Fossey story, right?
Yeah, I'm like an urban version of her.
This is Show Me Today, and we are talking with Heidi Fleiss about her decision to move to Missouri. Heidi, you'll have many acres here in Missouri. Are your neighbors close to your house now in Nevada?
The subdivision is about a mile away, and I have a couple neighbors that are, I have 40 acres here. So, and a couple of neighbors that, they all love the birds. They love seeing them. They all have, if I run into someone at the DMV or the store, they'll start showing me all these photos on their phone. It's like, oh, I only have 14,000 of my own. I need to see yours too, you know?
Right. So, you exchanged your, I don't know if it was the media imposed nickname that you had, to the nanny for your birds. Where'd you pick up that moniker?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they order me around all day long.
Nice.
They're just ordering me around all the time, and I'm just doing what they want.
How'd you find the Missouri property, and what made you choose Missouri?
Well, actually, I found a house in Las Vegas that I was planning on buying that was across the street from a cemetery that had gorgeous mature trees that I thought was perfect for the birds. The past 30 days, some unfortunate things happened with the birds where I decided, no, they need a forest, and I want to try something entirely different, and then I can always grow from that. And it had to do with this past summer, out of the blue, some girl that worked for me 30 years ago contacted me. I knew I shouldn't have responded, but I did. And I remember she was really cute, but not a whole lot about her. And we started talking, and then she sent me videos of where she lived in a place called Eads, Tennessee. And she had a beautiful property. Her husband is does root canals or something. But it's 10 acres of this forest, and it was beautiful. So right away, and she told me that she really feels a strong connection to what I'm doing with the birds. So I went out there. And I rescued 4 macaws from a house of horrors. And the way they loved that property and those trees, that's what made me think of that kind of the Ozarks.
Got it. And the house of horrors, they just not taking care of the birds. They were caged probably. And
one of them was chained down.
Ugh.
One was, his wings were cut and chained down.
And
another one.
That's why I couldn't have a bird. I could have them like you have them, but I couldn't have one in a cage. That's a horrible thought, isn't it?
You know what? Cages are only for people. Okay? They're just for people. They're not. I was in prison. I looked around and I was like, I'm glad they're here. Okay.
And but, you did like 20 months or something in the federal prison.
No, I did they say that. I did 36. I did the 3 years, but they always say 20 months.
Okay,
I did the 36 months.
So
I don't know why they say they said 20 months because I was released to a halfway house, but I was sent back 5 days later.
Was it hell?
Yes and no. I never want to go back. So don't ever tell me your crimes because I'll rat you out.
Okay. And do you think you that experience maybe helped shape this love of these creatures that fly free?
Absolutely. I was in the cage. Why should they sit in a cage, especially solitary confinement? Most of them wind up in garages, basements, attics, detached structures.
That's heartbreaking.
Because of their noise.
Right.
Because of their, and they're very social creatures and complex. It's just, you know what? It's one of those things, like, remember, I'm sure I'm probably older than you, but in school, remember they showed us that food pyramid, like we're supposed to eat on? Look how wrong that is. Everyone's got diabetes and heart disease.
Preach it. No, and actually, we're almost the same age.
Okay, well.
But yes,
well,
I do remember.
All this stuff, and even about the planets, that there's only 8 planets, and they're totally unique, and now there's more planets than stars, you know?
Right. And this whole Mars business, I was a huge supporter, but one of my things is, until you can take care of the home you have, you don't deserve another one.
Oh, yeah. You know why they want Mars, just like they wanted this country, is because they destroyed theirs.
Yes. Yep. That's it. Yeah, we are in agreement
there. They used up every resource. They used up all the resources. There's nothing left but disease. They're running because there's nothing left there. And that's not the way to do it. And
yeah, no doubt. Hey, Heidi, when will you be here?
I'm hoping by the end of February to be there.
Okay.
I'm really excited, and I hope everybody loves these birds, and it's a really good experience.
I would love to come visit. Will you be open to the public, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I want people to learn.
Okay, and is there going to be a fee or donations, or how will you help take care of it?
I'm not sure of anything like that yet, but the only way people will learn is if they see it in person. The public will be a big part of it.
Wonderful. Hey, tell me something about yourself that few people would know.
That I'm a tree hugger and a conservative and...
A tree hugging really conservative.
I don't know, because none of that goes together.
You're a living dichotomy.
I guess so. The truth is, I'm really not a nice person, but my heart, that these birds, my heart. Okay, this is one thing that's really important.
Okay.
The only way to stop what happened to my bird, Chewy, is to have, just like the sex registering with law enforcement, have the animal abuser, the people that stick a firecracker in a cat and cut off a dog's ears, have those people register with law enforcement as animal abusers, because then the parents will think twice before buying them the BB guns. Then, because it's going to be on their background checks, on their job application, college application, that's the only thing that will impact it, is to have an animal abuser registry.
That is quite an idea. Heidi, thank you so much for joining us on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.